Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Gino Barbara, host of the 100 Year Podcast. And today I am joined by John Shettelhelm and Teresa Kuhn, two 100 Year professionals. Guys, how are we doing today?
We're fabulous. How are you, Gino?
I'm doing great. Let's just jump right into this because the show to me is exciting. I've learned something new in the last couple of weeks. Remember, it's always growth mindset. John, share with me the story you just shared off camera of when you first got into the life insurance business and now how you feel like, I guess, a rejuvenated young man once again.
Yeah, I've been in the insurance business, life insurance, for 31 years and really came well aware of it after the stock market crash in 2001 and 02. Really helped a lot of our clients balance their risk out, create an asset that was not tied to the market. You know, and I was really excited about that until really about 3 or 4 months ago, another associate of mine shared an idea of how to take life insurance and to leverage it, just like with real estate, and create more of the same tax-free benefits that we all enjoy. And I've never been this excited in 31 years of doing this. So
the question goes to Teresa. Teresa, why don't more people know about the strategy? I mean, I just found out about it. I've been reading. I've been up to date on all of my, you know, we teach multifamily. We're in the space of education. Why don't more people know about the strategy?
Well, actually, a lot of people know about the strategy. A lot of high net worth individuals know about the strategy because it's really been about using the strategy. If you have net worth above 10 to 15 million, you have income of anywhere between $500 and $1 million at least a year. And so actually, it's like a common theme in all our conversations. What do wealthy people know that the rest of us don't know? And we've been using this strategy for a long time, just with very wealthy clients. Now, what's different about what we're going to talk about today is it's exclusive. It is something that's available to our community. Not every professional out there can use this strategy. Again, it is pretty exclusive to us. And what's exciting is you don't have to have a net worth north of 10 million and you don't have to have income north of 500,000 to utilize this strategy.
What you're talking about basically is premium financing. For those of people that are listening that don't understand that strategy that has a high net worth of over $10 million. And the great thing about this strategy, as opposed to premium financing, there's one other difference. In premium financing, you need outside collateral, don't you, Teresa, to be able to utilize premium financing. With this strategy, you do not, correct?
That is correct. And I want to make this perfectly clear so that there is no misunderstanding. This is not premium finance. Mm-hmm. It is in a way similar, which is why you just brought up that term. It is not premium finance. It is, I would say, a distant cousin and many wonderful benefits for the right client.
Perfect. Let me ask you the next question, Teresa, also. What is arbitrage and how can we use it to our advantage, especially in this strategy?
Well, arbitrage, lots of different definitions of arbitrage, but how we're going to use it today is something that banks do all the time. You know, there is a difference between the interest that a bank charges you and what they pay for money. And that difference, that spread, is what we're going to call arbitrage for our conversation today. Banks do this all the time. And today, it's available to our clients to use using life insurance.
John, we use banks every day to finance our homes and real estate, our cars, et cetera, all of these different things. How can we utilize the banks to help fund our tax-free retirement utilizing this permanent life insurance? Can you walk us through the strategy?
Yeah. So, you know, when we buy a piece of real estate, home we live in or invest in real estate, the real estate is the collateral. The bank won't lend 100% of that because we know that real estate values can fall. And it happened to me in 2008. Stocks, the same thing. They're not going to lend 100% because stocks can fall in value, just like they've been doing lately, and bonds as well. But life insurance, permanent life insurance with whole life, index universal life, is guaranteed to grow every year. And the banks know this, and the banks actually own billions and billions of dollars of life insurance themselves in their own portfolio. So they will lend money on it up to 100% because it's guaranteed. And we will use the cash value to leverage so that we can buy more of the same life insurance that we already own. So it's kind of like the guy that has a property. He has lots of equity, but he has one property. But he takes that equity and he goes out and he buys more properties. We can do the same thing with the life insurance. We take the same cash value to leverage to buy more of the same tax-free life insurance that we all enjoy.
Now, before I get to Teresa, John, why would anybody buy life insurance the old way as opposed to this way? Do you have any answers to that? Or you're just like, I'm all in?
I've been asked that question to myself now for 3 months, trying to poke holes in it. And I'm like, this is exactly how I would do it. And it's no different. I guess real estate, you know, is it for everybody? No, because some people don't want to do the work, you know, and some people don't like it. But for people that understand this, this is a great way to leverage a safe asset. And I can't stress that enough, a safe asset that is tax-free. How many of our other investments can we say that is actually tax-free?
So what I love about it, John and Teresa, what you guys are saying, it's tier one capital. That's what we're talking about. One of the safest assets out there. There's guaranteed growth. That's why this works. And what you're doing is in real estate, you're right. You need probably 80% or 70% loan to value. So you need to come up with some kind of skin in the game. Teresa, can you walk us through like how this works? Maybe a case study of what we need to do as far as funding a policy and then getting a line of credit from a bank. Can you walk us through that, please?
Sure. And before I do, I want to add to what John responded to. So premium finance for a very, very long time, right? We've got, I have a colleague that I work very closely with that's been involved in premium finance for a long time, mathematician, understands all the spreadsheets, historical back testing, all the things that could go wrong. The strategy we're working with has also been extensively back tested, extensively studied, and what we consider minimal risks. And that's something that we can discuss, but we have the opportunity now, and we've been studying it, but there are very brilliant mathematicians that have studied this at length, and it's the real deal. So also to answer the question that John answered, why would anybody buy traditional life insurance and pay it the traditional way? There is a place for that. Not everybody can do the minimum requirements with our policies. And frankly, John and I have done a tremendous amount of business where we've got clients that pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year into their life insurance policy without using a bank. So there is a very valid strategy for doing that. Now that we've got a bank, that basically what they'll do is they will take the cash value in your policy, use the policy as collateral to give you a line of credit, no different than if you've got a home. You've got equity in your home and you go to the bank to get an equity line of credit. It is the same exact concept. The only difference is we're using the life insurance as collateral instead of the home as collateral. And sometimes when we talk about life insurance and using it as collateral, people shut down because they're not used to that concept. And so that's why we're constantly going back to the real estate analogies. Almost everybody gets, I own a house, I've got equity, the bank's going to give me a line of credit. The difference, of course, is with the life insurance policy, because it is guaranteed to grow every single year, the bank is willing to give you 100%, use 100% of that collateral for your line of credit. So basically, you get the line of credit, you have checkbook access to that line of credit, and you're paying your premiums from the line of credit. You can choose to, I should say, because you still have the choice to pay the premiums out of pocket. The bank is not paying the premiums directly. You are. They're just supplying a line of credit based on the collateral on your policy.
And Teresa, can you go into the reason why banks love to do this? Basically, if you don't pay or you pass away, they get paid up no matter what, correct? And they're working on the spread, whereas there's a line of credit based on what they're getting charged and when they lend money out. So if a bank lends money out, it 0.8 or 1%, and the line of credit is 3. That's where we're talking about arbitrage for the bank. So they're making 2 points on that 1 point. So banks are thrilled to do this. And if something happens to Gino and he passes away, well, there's a death benefit. They will get paid up. There's cash value in the policy. Can you just dive into that a little bit more for us?
Absolutely. To piggyback on what you just said, they get paid first. So you die, they get paid first, then your family gets paid second, right? And let's talk about tier one capital for a moment, because that's a really, really important thing for people to understand. The Federal Reserve, which basically sets the regulation for banks and how they can borrow money and where they can put their assets, right? The Federal Reserve tells its member banks, you've got tier one capital, which is the capital that must be placed in the safest type of asset possible. They give banks permission to position their reserves inside of life insurance. So it's not us saying how safe this product is, it's the Federal Reserve telling its member banks you can position that money into what they call tier one asset, also known as, in this case, life insurance, right? And so basically, they know it's a safe asset, they know it's guaranteed to grow every year. I've got, let's say, $100,000 of cash value in my policy. They're going to give me a line of credit for $100,000 using that collateral. And I take that line of credit and pay my premium. And the following year, we can do the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. Now, we talk about the real estate community and we talk about how, like John just said, hey, if I've got one property that I can do this with, why wouldn't I do 10? Why wouldn't I do 100? Well, there is a limit. Everyone's got a limit as to what their insurability is, right? There is a number that's floating above all our heads from the life insurance industry that says, this is your life insurance capacity. You can't exceed that capacity depending on your income, your net worth, your age, your health, right? And so for many of our clients, they're taking advantage of that number, that capacity to start their policies. For others, they only have available a certain amount. Our minimum requirement is 100,000, and that's what they're positioning into their policy to take advantage of the strategy. And is it going to replace all their other real estate investments? Absolutely not.
Involved in multifamily, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.
John, before I get to you with the case studies, I want you to share what you've done with a couple of your clients. Teresa, the other thing that I thought intriguing was if you have other policies out there, can you lever those other policies to start one of these policies?
Absolutely. So if you don't have a policy, it's basically $100,000 to start the new policy in the 13th month, the line of credit is created. But if you've got existing policies, reach out to us to speak about whether your policy can qualify. Most American companies, permanent life insurance, whole life, and a few IULs can qualify for this strategy.
I love that. And I'm thinking as you and John are speaking, a couple of the naysayers out there, it's too good to be true. One of the things that pops up to me is if you're a Dave Ramsey acolyte and you love that no debt, this may be fearful because you are putting debt on. But for me, it's good debt. You're buying an asset with this debt and this debt is guaranteed to grow. And you're thinking about the long term is over the next 10, 20, 30 years of your life and what you're doing for your estate planning and all. So to me, it's a no-brainer. But I look at things a little bit differently and I've been investing for the last 10 or 15 years, I've been growing my net worth. So Teresa, would you like to say something?
I do. Gino, let me ask you a question. There's a place for Dave Ramsey.
Absolutely.
Right? There's an audience for Dave Ramsey. But Gino, you've amassed quite the portfolio worth multi-millions of dollars. Would you have been able to do that without debt?
not possible, especially the way they've inflated the currency, going off the gold standard in 1971. We've known that for the last 50 years, that the only way you can get ahead in this economy over the last 50 years is to actually accumulate the right kind of debt. Personal debt is here. We don't want that. We want business debt. You need to know the different types, and you need to be responsible with debt. You need to buy assets that produce cash value that can pay back that debt, because a dollar today is worth a lot less than a dollar 5 years from now. So when you're paying back that debt 5 years from now, you're paying it with deflated dollars, dollars that are worth less. So you're actually winning in multiple different ways.
That's exactly right. And forget about, you know, being a savvy real estate investor. I mean, you've got a community that you lead, and you've studied real estate, and you're an amazing student. Forget all that, okay? Let's go back to the old Gino who was in the restaurant business. Think about the first house you bought, or the second and third house you bought. How long would it have taken you to buy that house without debt?
Oh, it would have taken me forever. And Teresa, when we go back to that old Gino, that old Gino was an idiot. He surrendered a whole life policy about 12, 15 years ago. That idiot, what was he doing? He didn't know Teresa Kuhn. I wish I knew Teresa Kuhn, John Shalhoub.
So but, no problem. And we love that old Gino, because that old Gino,
became the new Gino.
He became the new Gino. So we love that old Gino. And just think about, there's no way 99% of the people would live in the houses that they do if they had to save up for it. And I'm here to say that that's not the best place to put your money anyways, but that's a whole nother program.
Well, we could spend like the next 30 minutes just bashing me and all the stupid mistakes that I've made. But without making those stupid mistakes, you know, smart people are ones who learn from their mistakes. Wise people are ones who learn from others' mistakes. I ain't wise yet. I'm still a smart guy because I'm still making mistakes and learning from them. But that's why we're here on the show, because if you're listening to the three of us right now and you're saying this strategy may work, don't hesitate. Go to the dualassetstrategy.com and schedule a call with John or Teresa and learn more about the strategy. See how it can fit your life. This is a piece of the puzzle. We call it personal financial engineering. We're trying to engineer our lives. I don't own just real estate. I have other interests. I have single family homes. I have some crypto, believe it or not. I do have whole life as an asset as well. It's really creating that whole entire plan for your life. Once again, it's about personal financial engineering and, you know, investing for the long term. If you look behind me, it says 100-year real estate investor. So John, enough bashing on me. I mean, we could bash myself on the show for the next 20 minutes. Give me a case study. Walk me through one of these examples that you've done with one of your clients.
Okay. So I have a client that is a real estate investor, and he also has some money in the brokerage account, no life insurance. So this is a person doesn't have life insurance, understands the value of it, the safety of it. So how do we make it work for them? Well, he's taken $250,000 and we're putting it in for the first year to pay premiums on the new life insurance plans. And the death benefit between he and his wife both total about $4.4 million. So then the 13th month, the bank's going to come in and help fund the premium. So they had to jump start it, right? I always tell people it's like a plane. It takes a lot of energy to get it off the ground, but it gets more efficient each mile that it flies after that. So yes, we have to do some lifting in the beginning, but after that, the banks will come in and do the heavy lifting. So from years 2 through 9, there's no premiums being paid out of the pockets of the client. Now we're going to start taking tax-free income. Okay, so we're going to take out, starting out, $10,000 a year, and then we're going to do that for another 25 years, and the income's going to increase. Why is it going to increase? It's because the profits get better and better each year you get into it. So you're going to get more and more income. So they're going to take out a total of about $4.6 million over 25 years, tax-free, and still have $5.7 million left to the family tax-free even after the banks have been paid off.
Wow. And that's really about long-termism. It doesn't happen overnight. You need time to jumpstart the policy. And it's really about creating the plan. Most of us don't want to work on the plan. We just want to get instant results. So what I want to do is just, I guess, end the show with Teresa. And just, you know, Teresa, where can people learn more about the strategy? And for you, I know you're an excited person. You're always coming on these calls with me. You're really excited. But I've seen a little, you know, a little spark in your step these last few weeks discussing the strategy and saying, I found something really new and really innovative. So where can listeners hear more about this?
You know, John, we're extra happy these days because seriously, we knew, look, if you can have a bank help you finance your retirement, for the masses, not the wealthy people, just the rest of us, right? We're hardworking professionals. We make good money. We try to make good decisions with our money. This is an opportunity to use a strategy that has been around for over 160 years, right? And have a bank help us finance our future in terms of tax-free retirement income and money for our family. That's why we're so excited, because this is such a game changer. And for our community, you know how hard the real estate investors work, and you know how hard they study, and you know how much they take risk. And this is a place where the risks are minimal, absolutely minimal. Go to the Dual Asset Strategy, schedule an appointment. If you've got existing policies and you want to find out if we can leverage those existing policies, you know, we absolutely can do that. If you want to discuss how this policy may be able to work for you, you don't have $100,000 to put in the first year. Maybe you have $50,000 to put in for 2 years. We do need $100,000 of cash value sitting in a policy in order to make this work. And yeah, just reach out to us.
John, Teresa, I want to thank you both for being on. And this is just another step in the journey, another step in the process that we want to continue to educate our real estate listeners on the show and our listeners who are into personal finance. Because I think, you know, anyone, people, financial intelligence can change the world for the better. And that's what we're trying to do in the show. We're trying to educate people on alternative strategies. Listen, we bashed Dave Ramsey for a little bit. I love Dave Ramsey. The few things that he does teach about responsibility, you know, that instant gratification, that's the start. That's not the end. This is what you really want to get into. You really want to take control of your finances. And once you do, you start learning these higher level strategies. And this one we've just discussed is really important. So everybody go out to the dualassetstrategy.com, schedule the call, and I will see you too in a couple of weeks in Kansas City.
That's right. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.